You are an American original, Frederick. You are an American original.
Wow.
You know, I'm thinking about all these things.
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about how the world seems to be changing.
How's it changing? I know it's changing.
Wow.
I was working on a project with a guy from the UK named John, who's going to help me work on a logo for Frederick's Mind thing. Frederick's Mind. I emailed him some ideas that I had come up with, and then in the, what do they call it, the message section, heading, whatever, I typed logo. Because it was more than one. So rather than a single logo, I put S at the end of it. And it became Logos. Which is Latin or Greek. I believe it's Latin.
For word.
And in the beginning, there was the word.
And the word was?
In the beginning, there was Logos. In the beginning, there was advertising?
Maybe.
Talking about words, now we're getting real.
Words are only symbols, you know.
And you don't want to eat the menu.
You've been reading Joe Campbell again, Fredericks.
Fredericks,
Did you know that if it weren't for your sphincter muscle, you got up to take a walk after a large meal, your body would turn inside out? It's important to think about these things when you go about your day.
Why?
It allows you to express gratitude for small things.
Oh. That's logical.
Which leads me to a second thought.
Oh boy.
Which is low back pain afflicts a large majority of Americans at one time or another in their lives.
True.
A lot of that has to do with
lack of conditioning,
walking upright.
Oh, that, yeah, that too. The big picture, I suppose.
Same thing with hemorrhoids. Dogs don't get hemorrhoids.
Why not?
They're on all fours. So yes, I am suggesting that at least as on an experimental basis, we set up a study where people go back. This may be the beginning of the let's go back movement.
Let's go back.
Hey, we're not living out on those grassy flats any longer. We don't need to stand up to see over it.
Get down.
Not saying we should do it.
I am.
Just saying that it should be studied. And if it turns out that it's a good idea, I can see people crawling around on all fours, carrying signs in their teeth saying, let's go back, let's go back, let's go back, let's go back. And that makes me think of Michael Phelps. And dolphins. And whales. But we'll go into that in a little while.
Right.
sausages. In this now? Is that how you're going to get your point across?
Yes.
Good evening, Jim. This is Prevarik Haight, reporting for Fox News. I'm out here now on a fact-fighting mission. What happens when the insane make the rules for a society? Some of the results include a society that won't go to war if they see the results. There are also majority of citizens who will eat food, both plant and animal, as long as they don't know where it comes from or what is in it. We'll also end up with a society that will declare war on plants and fungi.
Society that would very likely label me as insane.
Who is the homunculus in this Cartesian
theater?
Me. Who else?
Just wondering.
Well, I was just answering.
Fredericks is driving the bus through your head.
That does it for episode 6.
Bye.
Fredericks is my thing. Appreciate you listening.
I'm not.
And please get on to iTunes and leave a comment if you like what you're hearing.
Even
if you don't like what you're hearing.
I don't like what I hear.
Go ahead and leave some comments. Okay. Makes it look like people are listening. I know some of you are, and I'm very grateful. Thanks, gang.
Okay.
Trying to get to 10 real quick.
Episode?
So it shouldn't be too long before number 7 shows up.
Toby,
Let me leave you with this final thought.
Oh, geez. Go ahead.
Life may not be fair.
It's not.
But you can be.
Oh, sure. Put it on me again.